I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And today, I have a show that I really wish I didn't have to do. Sorry, but this is one of those times that I just... Today is definitely the day to be the computer curmudgeon, because I am really in a mood. Why, you say? Why, Dr. Bill, are you in a mood? I'll get to that shortly. Before we do, though, I want to say that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We are also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. That's about as much frivolity as I'm going to have on the show today, because I've got one that really... Okay, here's the deal. If you read the blog, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen, I would encourage you to read that blog. I put my ideas, thoughts, grumpiness, mea culpas, and all kinds of things on that blog. And in fact, this first article that I'm going to talk about is a big, painful mea culpa. You know what mea culpa means, don't you? That's Latin or some other foreign language for oopsie. Yeah, had one of those. Big oopsie. All right, here's the deal. I am a webmaster. I use the word master loosely, okay? But I have been a webmaster for many years. I got started back in 1996-ish, working with the web. I've taken many computer security courses. As a matter of fact, I am certified as a computer security analyst. Twice! Two different certifications as a computer security analyst. I'm going to drink some tea. Because, this, by the way, I just got back from lunch a little while ago, and this tea is awesome. It's unsweet tea, and I put stevia in it. Stevia is an awesome, non-artificial, natural sweetener. And it makes tea taste wonderful. Anyway, little commercial for nothing in particular but stevia. All right. I just love the taste of this tea. And I'm using this to avoid the topic. So I'm going to get back on topic. Yes, Fred, you're right. I really don't want to talk about this. I'll do anything to avoid it, including talking about... I had to check my microphone, make sure I was turned on, which I am. But he's right. I really just don't want to talk about this because it is a big oopsie. All right, here's the deal. So I've been a webmaster for many, many years. I was even officially the webmaster for Guilford County back in 2005. Now, that was a while ago, too, you know, as the crow flies, so to speak. So I've been a professional webmaster for many years, but you wouldn't know it based on this latest debacle that occurred. It turns out that a site that I used to have many years ago, I decommissioned, but not fully. Okay, and so somebody somehow grabbed that directory off of a web server that I have and used it for an exploit to hack the VSDC website, or used it in conjunction with a hack on the VSDC website. Now, VSDC, as you may or may not know, is the software that I use to edit these very videos that I do. I really like the VSDC editor. It's free. It's a really nice editor. Now, they have a paid version. I have the paid version. Unlocks a few other little, things. But the free version in and of itself is really, really, really good, okay? So anyway, VSDC, as you might imagine, because of that, is very popular, and their website is very popular, and people download their software. Well, people that downloaded their software were getting infected because it was coming off of a directory on a website that I had at one time, because I didn't clean it up as diligently as I should have. Somebody grabbed it and started using it. And there was my name in the middle of an article on the blog Bleeping Computer, aptly named, I might say, Bleeping Computer. In that article, which, by the way, the article name was Popular Software Site Hacked to Redirect Users to Keylogger, Info Stealer, and More. And there was drbillbailey.us displayed prominently in the article as the source of the exploit. Now, let me be very clear here. I had nothing to do with the exploit. I had nothing to do with the hack. They got my site, my old site. So I am a victim here too, as well as VSDC. Just want to make that clear. Okay? But as a certified computer security analyst and as a webmaster of long experience, it was very embarrassing to have that happen through one of my old sites, as you might well imagine. So, moving right along. Yes, Fred, let's leave that alone. Shall we? I don't want to give him, you give Fred any rope and you will find yourself hung. Okay? With friends like Fred. He's an imaginary friend. He's all in my head. But he talks to me. Yes. So, there you go. Alright, so you remember some time ago on the show, we talked about the fact that the DrBillBailey.net Netcast Roku channel was going to be available soon. The new one. The rewritten one. And I'm glad to announce, finally it is. Roku finally got around to approving it through their whole process. They test everything. I can't blame them. Good on them that they test so thoroughly. Yes, Fred, I should have tested my decommissioned website more thoroughly. Just drop it, okay? Anyway, so they did test the site, or the not the site, but the channel, and it is approved now. Hooray. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the channel, and I want you to subscribe to it. And then I want you to five-star it. Now, you might ask, Dr. Bill, why would I want to five-star your stupid little Roku channel? Well, that's actually a good question. The reason is it helps my social elevation, so to speak, on the Roku channel store go up, and more people will see it, and they'll be able to participate in the silliness, which, of course, is the mission of this show. To be silly. Yes. And occasionally give you some good information. As I can. Or as it happens to come up. Oh well. Anyway, let's do a little demo of the Roku channel, the new one, so that you can see it for yourself. Let's go into that right now. All right, so here we are at the Roku main screen. And if we go over here, and I happen to know that, by the way, this is the development channel. See how it says dev in parentheses there? That's when I'm working on it. I actually can test it out right here. But this is basically what the production channel looks like right here. DrBillBailey.net, netcast. So if we go into that. Splash screen came up there for a second, and then we go into the actual channel. Now you notice it says 236, which means that I've jumped forward in time to do this demo. No, actually, as you might imagine, I left space for it in the show, and I'm doing it after recording the show. Since I asked Alexa what time it was earlier, and she said 2, and it's now 237, it took me 37 minutes to get this set up. Yes. Anyway, DrBillBailey.net netcast channel, and here is the netcast media for DrBill.tv. We have the netcast media for Dr. Bill Bailey, Word of Faith Ministries, and we have the traditional naturopath, because as some of you may or may not know, I in fact do have a second doctorate in naturopathy, which is natural health. So I like to talk about natural health things occasionally, which is why the show only comes out semi every so many years occasionally. There you go. But at any rate, this is in fact the new Roku channel. And if I go into the Word of Faith Ministries one, for instance, you'll notice we have the video. We have my daily radio program, which actually goes into the future because I do it in advance, so I have it posted out there all the way into July 20th. And then we have the audio from the Word of Faith netcast. This is the video. So if I were to press the button here, this is a demo, an overview of the SpeakFaith.tv Roku channel that I did for the Word of Faith netcast.
The Word of Faith netcast is on the air.
So there you go. There's the netcast. So let me bounce out of that. I like to say bounce out of it just because it sounds odd. But here, of course, is the DrBill.tv show, the very show that we're doing at the moment. So here we have the video from the show, the audio from the show. Obviously, the audio is just the audio, no video there, so it's a blank screen when you listen to the audio, but you can have it going in the background, so that's kind of cool. And then the DrBill.tv netcast. This is the previous netcast, 439, making today's netcast 440. Isn't that amazing how that works? It's a math thing. At any rate, your best WAMP stack edition is on June 30th. So, you know, that was a little while ago. I've been waiting to do a netcast because, here's the netcast, by the way, going in. There you go. I've been waiting to do a netcast because I wanted to talk about the DrBillBailey.net netcast channel. It's time for the doctor. Gotta love that. So there you go. I'm not going to try to talk over it. Besides, you're hearing the sound from the TV as I'm talking, and it sounds hollow anyway, so I'm not going to try to do that. But you notice you can resume playback. You can actually go here and resume, or you can play it from the start. And we can press the top of the Roku remote here is a left-pointing button, so we'll do that, and it takes us back out. And we press it again, takes us back out to the top session. And then, what I want you to see, I'm going to go back to the home screen here. If you go down to Streaming Channels, select that with your main OK button, and then go down to Search Channels, press your OK button, and then start typing D, R, B. It says there's nothing there. Hold on. Gotta love this. I know it's there. Maybe I need a space. Let's try that. Now let's try B. Yes, that worked. Gotta have a space there. DR space B. Type that. you notice drbillbailey.net netcast. Now, here's the thing. See where it says there's 82 ratings and I have 4 stars? That just won't do, folks. We've got to have 5 stars. So let's press that. And here where it says my rating, go over here to the 5-star and click I love it. Not I really like it. I love it. Come on. Because if you do that, then you will help promote the show, which will help me out a lot. So go ahead and love it. Click that. And then you can back out to the home with the home button. And you'll be in good shape. So, drbillbailey.net netcast. There's the actual published channel that they approved. And there is the dev channel. And if I go into the dev channel, you'll see they really are the same. No real differences there. The only difference is that screen there. Because they had complained. Let me go back up. They complained that that text was too small and too hard to read. So, I increased the size of the text. And then they approved it anyway. So, there you go. So, that's it. An overview of the drbillbailey.net netcast Roku channel. Enjoy. Oh, share and enjoy, because I do want you to share about the Roku channel. Got it? Thanks. Okay. What did you think? See, it's useful. You need it. You need it. Okay. So, go forth and get the channel. It'll do you good. Speaking of Roku, the next item is about Roku. Yesterday, I believe it was yesterday. Yes, I think it was. Yesterday, announced a new device that is for their Roku TVs. Now, you know, Roku makes Roku boxes. Okay, that's what I have. I have the Roku Ultra, top of the line, 4K. But they also make Roku TVs. In other words, smart TVs with the Roku built into it. Okay, so if you have a Roku TV, they just yesterday released a new device, or device combo, really, of, as you can see from the picture here, speakers and a little control box and a remote that allow you to wirelessly connect speakers to the Roku TV. Now, what's cool is they can actually be programmed so that as you're watching commercials, the volume of the commercial will drop. Okay? I like this. This is cheating. I like this. And then when the show starts again, it jumps back up. The volume, that is. Not the speakers jumping, no. Volume. So that's cool. I like that. Now, I don't have a Roku TV, so I don't have the hardware that would support it. But, you know, those that do, now you know what you need for Christmas. Maybe they'll have a sale. Who knows? Anyway, whoa! Thank you, Fred. Fred is, of course, diligently reminding us of the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is something I really like. This is like getting a present in the email. Not in the mail. In the email. I got an email today. Today! Merely an hour ago, roughly. So it's fresh off the press. Of a new software package available from Cloudberry. Cloudberry Labs, I've talked about them before. They put out all kinds of cool software. Now, they are from somewhere other than the United States. I don't know where. They're foreigners. But that's okay. We're all, after all, we're all citizens of the world. Yeah. So, you know, good on them, wherever they're from. I know that their English is a little off. You know what I'm saying? But that's okay. I'm good with that. So anyway, Cloudberry Labs, they make mainly make software for like Amazon's S3 cloud, all of that kind of stuff. So it's like cloud backup. It's really cool. And they make good software. And I have their software. And I've talked about their software before. Well, they just announced today, as I said, this new package. And this is Cloudberry Remote Assistant. Now, it doesn't have anything to do with Amazon Cloud or anything like that. It has to do with if you got somebody that you're remotely supporting on their computer and they're having problems, you want to be able to connect to their computer and hold their hand, shall we say, and work with them. I have quite a few friends that I do that for. Yeah. And I enjoy it, of course. Anyway, remote access software. It's very cool. This is Windows only for right now. Now, this is just released, brand spanking new. They're going to support Linux. They're going to support Mac OS. But right now, it is Windows only. But here's the cool thing. Those of you that are still in the corporate computer world, as I was for nearly 40 years. Whoa. Kind of weird to think of it that way, but it's true. Now I am, you know, no longer working in that particular capacity, you know, having become disabled, but that's okay. I still keep up with the technology and what's going on. Here's the thing. The remote access software in the past typically didn't run on Windows servers. As soon as it saw it was running on a Windows server, it would go, whoa, wait a minute, no, not going to let you use it on the server. It's going to have to be a client because they wanted to charge you out the wazoo for using it on a server, but not Cloudberry Labs. This is totally freeware, dude. Cool. So, finally, a remote desktop assistant that is totally free. I like it. And it runs on Windows Server 2003, 2008, 2012, 2016. Pretty much all versions since 2003, okay. Windows Server 2008, 2012 R2. And Windows 7, 8, and 10. If you're still using Windows 7 and 8, what's up with you? Anyway. But Windows. So, you now here are the requirements that you have to have on your system. You have to have Microsoft.NET Framework 4.5.1, which you probably do if you've installed any software of any kind, okay, that uses the .NET software. So it's written in .NET. You have to have a 1.4 gigahertz 64-bit processor or higher, obviously. You have to have 512 meg of RAM, which if you're running Windows with 512 meg of RAM, then that's your problem. Okay, you don't need to contact me to do remote support. That's your problem. Just saying. But at any rate, so a very small amount of RAM apparently is needed for this remote access software because Windows will barely run on that. But at any rate, and you need gigabit 10, 100, or 1000 base T Ethernet adapter. In other words, you have to have it connected to the interwebs for this to work. Kind of a duh there, but I got to mention these things. Otherwise, people go, Dr. Bill, how come it doesn't work on my computer in my bedroom that's not connected to the internet? Think about it. I've got to connect to you. Okay, so, all right. Here are the main features. You have unattended access. I can take over your computer whether you want me to or not. If it's set up for that, you have to give me initial permission, okay? It is encrypted. As a matter of fact, it's encrypted through SSL encryption, 256-byte encryption. Cool. 256-byte or bit. Okay, when you get a hair in your mouth. It's one or the other. I don't know. Text and voice chat. Yes, you heard that right. Text and voice chat while you're on the connection with the computer and you're taking it over. It's pretty cool. Multi-regional authentication server. Some of our users in several locations were experiencing performance issues. This update is introduced to make sure every connection is fast and as reliable as possible. I assume they had beta releases of this software previously. Since this is a new release, you know, fresh release, whatever you want to call it. But at any rate, file transfer. Yes, you can transfer files back and forth. Excuse me. That's why I was drinking the tea, as I felt a cough coming on. Sorry. But, you know, we're just here talking, so it's okay. File transfer. Share files during the session. Send them seamlessly to the remote PC anywhere in the world. There you go. So that's cool stuff. I like it. Now, Prime Day. You know, we just had Amazon Prime Day. Did I miss a story? Hold on. Let me look. No, I didn't. It was just a short blog session. Just wanted to be sure. I didn't want to shortchange you guys. After all, think about how much you're paying for this episode. Nothing. Yes, Fritz. There are those that say it's worth at least that. Anyway, like I said, with friends like Fred. But Prime Day came off okay, but they had some issues. As a matter of fact, CNET posted an article saying they got off to a rough start because, here's the reason, the Amazon 404 page that was coming up when people tried to get to Amazon was a little puppy dog looking like, I'm so sad. So rough start. Yeah, I know. But it's a cute little puppy dog. Like a golden retriever looking type puppy dog. So there you go. Anyway, Prime Day sales in the U.S. so far are bigger than ever, Amazon says. In fact, the first 10 hours of Prime Day grew even faster year over year than the first 10 hours last year. There I go again with more hair from my mustache. It's yucky. I know, overshare. At any rate, then the first 10 hours last year, the company said Tuesday in an emailed statement. Either way, Amazon made money hand over fist. Now, the prices they had kind of came and went quickly, but they would look pretty good. Matter of fact, the Dot was on sale for like $29. That's pretty good. And I like the Amazon Dot. I like her. The assistant, pretty well. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 2 p.m. 2
p.m., she says. Nailed it. 2 p.m. Anyway, so I like the ability to talk to things and have them talk back. And, you know, I never even have to talk to a human. How cool is that? I mean, for a geek. I can talk to Alexa all day long, and she'll just glow at me. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah, Prime Day went pretty well, all things considered. Other than their rough start. Rough, in the sense of the word, is not the puppy dog, but you know what I'm saying. All right, before I go, I do want to do something odd. Yes, Fred, everything I do is odd, but this is just another odd thing. Okay, I put out a tweet earlier today that said we were going to have a giveaway. And thus, we are a giveaway of old tech. We're calling it the Old Tech Giveaway. You say, Dr. Bill, why do I want your old tech? Because you're gullible, that's why. No, but really, this isn't bad old tech. See this little device here? This is a Philips voice tracer, which is really kind of cool. You can dictate things into it. You know, you can be a dictator. Just what we need, another dictator in the world. But no, this is for dictating like stuff. It gets recorded into this. It has a battery, place to put batteries here, two AAA batteries go in there. And then you can record your voice, the dulcet tones of your voice, And you could actually then use it to play it into Dragon Naturally Speaking, for instance, and do that kind of thing. It has, if I look at it closely, where's my glasses? Hold on. You know, sometimes you just gotta use your glasses. Anyway, it has an earphone jack, and it has a mic jack. So you could actually use it with a real mic instead of the one that's built in here, which is not a bad mic. But you press the button, and it goes blinky-blinky, and you can record your voice. And it's very small, fits in your pocket, and it comes with the original box, which is very faded because it's been in the sun in the window. So it's an old faded box. As a matter of fact, let me show you this. You'll love this. The plastic has gotten all brittle because it's been in the sun. What can I say? But it says digital voice tracer, 7630, capturing ideas even at the 17th hour. Whatever that means. Record memos, dates, ideas easily wherever you are. 17 hours, recording time, backlit display, voice activation. And it uses genuine USB 2. You gotta love that. Now, we've all got USB 2 ports. You know, some of us have really old computers that don't have USB 3. I do. Don't give me a hard time. And it's even got an old rubber band around it. But this is the cable that comes with it that goes to a USB 2 port on your computer. And it fits right into here, and the little dealie goes right into here, and there you go. We can put it all back together. And yes, it actually does work. This is not one that's broken. It's just one that I don't use anymore. And it's old tech. So this is the old tech giveaway. Take my glasses off now because it's shining into the lights. So here's the deal on this. This is free, 100% free. All you got to do is send me an email. Okay? Dr. Bill at drbillbailey.net, as it says there on the screen. Send me an email and say, "Hey, Dr. Bill, I want your old tech." And I will send you this, postage paid, free of charge. For no other reason than I'm just a really nice guy. But only one person will get this because there's only one of these. Just saying. Probably the only one left on the planet. Okay? But it does work. I want to stress that. This is not a non-working thing. It actually does work, and it's actually very handy. So if you've been thinking about buying a voice dictator, you don't have to buy one now. You could get one for free if you win. But you have to win. I'll be announcing the winner. Not giving out their personal information or any of that kind of stuff. But I'll be announcing the winner once I come up with a winner. After I get the emails. Can't announce it today. Have to be later. Just saying. But, you know, we'll announce the winner. The old tech giveaway. This will be a continuing tradition of oddness on the Dr. Bill Show. There you go. So that's about it for this week. Join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.